Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is not quite a Donnybrook about Amari Cooper, but I will say it's the thing we've probably disagreed with most, because, like, I don't want to weaponize what Amari said, because I appreciate Amari being honest about this.
Sure.
But if I am already of the camp that was like with the offensive line, I had concerns about the offensive line, so I was looking for it to start the season. Sure enough, I found it. With Amari, the one thing I was looking at is you had a hold in. You clearly, I mean, he said straight up, yeah, I wasn't really happy with how the holdout ended because I didn't get a multi-year extension. And then, I'm not trying to put too much into an Instagram post, it was clear he did not like being included in the Ayuk leak trade that never happened. So I came into this, all right, Amari, I think you're above this. And I still hope that he is. I hope that I have, that this is just a coinkydink. It's two bad games. These bad games do happen to good players. I hope that that's the case. But with every game, there's another stone that you stack on the, is this fallout from this offseason, his choices, not my choices, not your choices, not the Browns' choices,
sure,
but his choices. And when you say something akin to, I probably need to refocus how I practice. That's maybe it's a pebble, maybe it's not a full stone, but it's certainly, if we move we're going to move one more thing to the abacus, to the side of the abacus that says, could this all be related to this offseason?
But I also do think that you should be willing to give Amari Cooper that grace, to give him a couple of more weeks. And if he, 2 weeks from now, is still playing poorly, is still dropping passes, is still looking like a shell of the Pro Bowl wide receiver that we have seen play for the Browns for the last 2 years, I think that's cause for concern. But I'm not ready to go there after 2 weeks. I understand he's not looked that great. He has not been as focused as he said, but I'm willing to give him the grace to get refocused and to get there, because I do know that talent is still there. It's not something that he's just fallen off a cliff athletically. I still think he's getting open. I just think he's dropped a couple passes.
Do you give any credence to the idea that this could be discontent from Amari?
No, I think that this is a result of discontent earlier on, but I don't think that he is saying, you know what, the Browns put me in a rough space, I don't want to perform. Because you know what Amari Cooper wants probably more than the Browns to even win this year and be part of something special? He wants a big contract this offseason. The Browns might not give it to him, but if he doesn't have a good year, no one else will either. If he has a good year, he'll get it from somebody.
He's going to get paid no matter what.
Not if he has a bad year.
Yeah.
No, not if he has a bad year over 30 years old. No,
sure,
he's not going to.
Sure is bleep. It doesn't matter. Like Kenny Britt was a three-time offender of all a-hole of the year award. The guy had an okay-ish year, I think, in with the Rams, and the Browns jumped on him. So, the Carolina just needs somebody with a pulse at wide receiver. Carolina will pay him.
I think
there are other teams around the NFL. Like, honestly, go ahead, though. Sorry.
I think that was in a different era of wide receiver play, though. I think right now we have more talented wide receivers in the NFL than there have ever been at any point.
How many hit free agency this last year?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I know that teams at this point, it's easier to replace wide receivers, which is, I think, part of the reason why the Browns didn't have interest in signing Amari Cooper to a long-term deal. Because we see now, and I think a lot of this goes back to high school football, truthfully, and we don't have time to get into that, but I think that's where this starts. We see teams that they draft wide receivers that are ready to go right away. That position has become so NFL ready that you don't even have to draft great. If you just draft okay, you can find guys that can come in right away and play. Now, if you're the Browns, you've drafted poorly at that position, so it hasn't worked out. If you're other teams, you may have drafted poorly at that position, but you don't have to overpay wide receivers in free agency anymore the way that you had to 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
The Browns need Amari to be the best version of himself.
Yes.
And if Jerry Jeudy or Elijah Moore, if they can happenstance just be the best wide receivers you have, and Amari's still really good, well, that's the best possible scenario. At the same point, as we tick into this Giants game, and then after that it's a Raiders game, like, there are going to be diminishing returns of patience. And so I hope for Amari, because my big thing is I don't want this to end poorly, all right? It probably will end after this season,
yeah.
Right? I don't know the circumstances that would bring out an Amari extension, but I would hate it if a guy who has been a fan favorite, because whether it is previous malcontentness, current, and I don't think he's dogging it, so I don't want to make it seem that way.
I don't either.
But this is like a waterfall, and performance is impacted by things you did 3 months ago as much as it was 3 minutes ago. This is not how I wanted to end with Amari. So I'm not panicking, but am I watching this now with an even, if I started the season watching for this, all right, how's he look? What's the consistency? Because he is such a pivotal part of this offense. I've got an even more critical eye going into the rest of September and certainly early October, because he's got to be right. You got some grace here with some teams that aren't the ilk of the guys you're going to face starting on October 13th in Philadelphia. That grace runs out October 13th.
Yeah.
216-474-0092. Real quick, let's go to Darius. Welcome to the show, Darius. Darius?
Tyrese.
So I was 0-2. Tyrese.
Okay. I was confused at first, yeah. All right.
We were too.
Yeah, we're all in the same boat, boss man.
Anyway, I just thought, I just wanted to quick and say, I still think Mari's probably a top 10, maybe even still a top 12 receiver in the league. Maybe with the draft, I'll say top 20, because, you know, first 2 weeks still kind of crucial. But I believe Amari's like Nick Chubb if he played wide receiver, you know? Like, at the end of the day, he's going to put his head down and work, whether it's on the field, whether it's in the weight room. But I like to say that, I mean, preseason matter. I mean, he didn't play in the preseason either. We can see that gameplay, like game speed and practice speed are two completely different speeds. So, like, seeing that, that he didn't barely play in the preseason, even during the training camp, we can see, like, he need to warm up. And same with Nick Chubb when he returns. I still believe that when he returns that he need to warm up, he might not look good. We won't be saying the same thing about Nick Chubb like how we're saying to Amari. So I just like to say that, like, Amari and Nick Chubb are silent leaders of the team, and they will continue to be that silent leader.
Tyrese, we appreciate you, buddy. We appreciate your having a laugh with us there as well. Today, they're valid reasons. 2 weeks from now, they're excuses.
Yeah.
And that's how,
I think that's fair.
That's how this is going to go.
I just think it's not, I don't think it's fair to Amari. I don't think it's fair to being a Browns fan to panic.
To have expectations for one of your five highest paid players?
To panic about two bad games.
I don't think, I think there's a difference between saying this ain't it and panicking.
Well, no, I think it's fair to be disappointed, but I also think it's a little unfair to say he's washed. He's not going to be good anymore. Like, I just think that's a ridiculous path to go down.
Who said that?
You alluded to it.
When did I never called him washed.
You were worried that he wasn't the same guy.
Yeah, because of his focus and because of what happened.
Yeah, that's washed to me.
That is
what
very,
I heard. It's what my ears
heard. That is very
heard.
Slippery wizard of you.
It's what my ears
I know
heard.
You spent some time with the Morning Boys, but that's a little slippery wizard
it's
for me.
It's what I heard.
David, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? So, yeah, I 100% agree with Danny. So, you, in one way, you are alluding to it because you're already talking about how things are going to end based on what you've biased. The kind of point you're trying to get to because of some eye rolling shortly after the second game. I've just gotten into the car, but it's been all week, this kind of pushing it towards this sentiment of discontent. And I don't think that he's 100%, Dan's 100% right, that for many of our key role players on this team, this are, you know, the preseason and training camp are happening in 3 weeks. One.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And in week two, you know, it's all about timing. These guys are all coming together, and anybody with any eighth grade education knows, like, the offensive line issues were going to be there based on all the problems that we had this offseason. Nobody's making any grand that was a very obvious. We're going to struggle. And we probably will continue to struggle, unfortunately, with the guys that we have coming in and hoping that we can stay healthy in one of the toughest positions to stay healthy throughout the year.
Real quick, David, because I want to be respectful, but so what do the offensive line struggles have to do with Amari's drops?
That is a more to do with directly between the line and Watson, but you know, Watson and Amari need to also have some reps, some live game action reps, you know, to get their timing down as well. So I'm not blaming anything. Amari has a resume. All I've heard is love about Elijah Moore, who, let's be honest, like, he had a great game, but it's not like he's been with us for two games. We're very clear on what Elijah Moore is. We hope that he can be a key player, but the reality is there's some other guys in this team that we're really hoping to step up here to be significant players. I think Jerry Jeudy, I'd love for him to be a key part. So far, I like what I've seen, but there's been way too much love on those two guys. We know very well. I think we have a pretty good idea of Jerry Jeudy's resume, of Elijah Moore's resume. So it's kind of tough to listen to people besmirching Amari Cooper's play, given his resume and what we've seen through the course of his career.
David, I love the use of the word besmirch, and although we disagree, have a good day, buddy.
Thanks.
Here's where, listen, I get the resume thing here. Two guys are producing, the other isn't. That is a conversation. And to look at it, this is pretty wild here. Jerry Jeudy has 14 targets and 8 receptions. Elijah Moore, even with 4 drops, has 14 targets, 9 receptions. Amari has 17 targets and 5 receptions.
I would say both of those guys have had a good game, and Amari Cooper hasn't. Because you look at their numbers, specifically all three of their numbers against Dallas, it's basically all three of them played the same game.
See, now in that specific game, we can look at that and say...
And then those two other guys had a good game against Jacksonville, and Amari didn't. So we're really panicking about...
I don't think anybody's panicking. It's a conversation.
Fair. We're really talking... Better? We're really talking about Amari Cooper having a bad game against Jacksonville.
Did we just go through some sort of counseling? My grandpa gave me this great line that I use all the time on the show and off the show, where he and my grandma Penny found out that to help avoid fights... they will say to each other, "You may be right," and now again that opens up wiggle room for "you may be wrong."
Sure, it
does. So I feel like, you know, Danny.
And then you can just say, I do not recall.
Yeah, oh my God, right? See? Learn from me, Danny. All right?
I'm trying here.
This is how you stay married to a woman that is so much better than I am, for the love of God. This is how. I do not recall, and you may be right.
Thank you.
So, when it comes to me panicking about Amari, I do not recall. When it comes to the idea that Amari can work this out, you may be right.
I might be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.